Have you ever had someone in your life, quite possibly a teenager in your house, say something like, "Well, that's what Greg said. Well, Greg told me. Well, you know what Greg always thinks?" And you're like, "Who's Greg and who cares what he thinks? Why do you keep seeking out Greg's opinion?" And guess what? That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, hope you are doing well. Hope you had a great Sunday. Hope you invited a bunch of people to church and showed Jesus off to them. Hey, we're brought to you by Well Built Body. Gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. If you want to reach me, you can through email, tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. And again, to everyone listening to me on Podbean, Apple Podcast, the radio, internet, or how have you, whatever, thanks for tuning in. And please rate the podcast, helps people find us. Now, let's jump into today, okay? I'm going to read some pretty common verses. If you've grown up in church, you've probably heard these. If not, well, welcome to Bible 101. We're looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 31, 32, 33. And it says, "Therefore, do not worry." Hey, pause. Worry. This is Jesus talking. Do not worry. You want to tweet something out? I always say worry makes things blurry. Worry makes things blurry. When you start to worry, things get cloudy. Things get blurry. Things get insecure and uncertain. And God says, don't worry. He says, don't worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Hey, sounds kind of like 2023, right? Like, what shall we wear? What shall we eat? What shall we drive? What shall we date? Who shall we date? It's like constant comparison. I digress. Sorry. Verse 32, "For after all these things the Gentiles seek." Now, why would he say that? He's talking to a Jewish group of people. They are from the nation of Israel, and Israel wants their own king. They want their own kingdom. They want to be like the Gentiles. They want to be like the Roman kingdom. They want to rule. They want to reign. They want to show off what they eat and what they wear and what they drink and who they are. And Jesus says, don't worry about that. Don't seek after what the Gentiles seek. And he goes on, "For your heavenly Father knows what you need in all these things, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." He's saying, don't run after the pagan's kingdom. Don't run after the world's kingdom of showing off all that you have and do. And that's nothing. He says, if you run after my kingdom, all of that will be added unto you. And in fact, he basically says this: look, eat for the kingdom of God, drink for the kingdom of God, work for the kingdom of God, play for the kingdom of God, plan for the kingdom of God, date and marry for the kingdom of God. Cover yourself. Make it your mindset that everything is about the kingdom of God. We are in a kingdom. We belong to the kingdom of God as believers in Christ. What does that mean? It means we have a king. Dun, 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 dun. We have a king. My place in the kingdom means I am a citizen of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. Not the USA, okay? If I have one more pasty white person my age tell me about how our country's falling apart, we need to make this country great again and blah, blah, blah. Look, I love our country. I'm as patriotic as the next person. But you think Jesus cares more about the USA than his kingdom? Not even close. My identity is not found in my U.S. citizenship, nor is it found in any other cause like Greenpeace, BLM, LGBTQT, the United Methodist Church denomination, or any denomination or any other entity. I am first and foremost a member of the kingdom of Jesus, a kingdom in heaven established there. So, we're told to first seek his kingdom. How do we seek the kingdom? We seek the king. Hey, we've got a winner. Look, if you just seek the kingdom without seeking the king, you're simply seeking religion. How many people turn to the Bible for answers, only answers? For promises they can quote over their life, for verses they can confess so that they will possess what they dream of. They use it like a spell book. All you are is seeking a religion. We seek the kingdom by seeking the king. He wants us to have intimacy. That word there, seek, in that context, has three meanings. First, in the Greek, it means seek as in figure out the process. He wants us to figure out in this certain situation, a problem, an ideal, whatever we're going through, investigate deeply to see what he wants to do in that situation. Seek his kingdom in that situation. And it's present imperative, which means we do it every day. Every day we have to choose his kingdom. It also says seek his righteousness, which is the character of God. What would Jesus do? Or more importantly, what would the best Christ-following version of you do? And it says seek his kingdom, which is his way of doing things. It's a biblical concept. We all need to understand and practice this daily. Seek his kingdom first. Seek his righteousness daily. If I'm stressed, seek the kingdom. If I'm in a relationship problem, seek the kingdom. If I'm in need financially, seek the kingdom. If I have a life question needing to be answered, seek the kingdom. Quit seeking out Todd's opinion or Greg's opinion or your father-in-law's opinion or the guy on the internet's opinion. Seek the kingdom. Seek God's opinion. Look, every day the enemy has this plan in place to set you up, to get you anxious, worried, distracted. That's why Jesus starts out by saying, don't worry about these things. Worry makes life blurry. So what would I need to do to cause you to be distracted? Probably pretty easy. Health problem, money problem, comparison with what somebody else has or does, who they are. Jesus isn't saying, don't worry about the future. He's saying, first, put his kingdom as priority one. So Jesus says, instead of, you know, pursuing all those things that everyone else pursues, the pleasure and all that, seek first the person of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King. And why do we seek him first? Ding, here's the most important thing, tune in. Because if you don't seek him first and you seek out somebody else's opinion, then their thoughts will create feelings, and their feelings will create emotions, and their emotions will create states, and those states will create a mood, and that mood will create a mindset, and that mindset will create the personality in which you deal and look at life, and your life is over. Then you're just a wave on the sea thrown back and forth, like James says. That's why we bypass all of that. We don't seek anybody else's opinion. For any reason, anywhere, internet or next door neighbor or mom or dad, we first seek God's kingdom. We seek his opinion first, and we bygo all of those feelings, emotions, states, moves, mindsets, personalities, because he will set it in place first, and then we dodge all of those worries. Garth Ekman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.